Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, the Spirit of America Party a radio show, and the Spirit of America Party a challenge coin. Voting for Trump? Why not? Everybody's voting for Trump. Have you got the Wuhan virus blues? Are you getting false and malicious news? Do you know how many blogs, they say, are being canceled by the Soviets today? Do you ever replay your blog to see if it's still there? You want to try something? Go to Yahoo, where all the Yahoos say bad things about Trump. And you'll get about 20 blogs. Trump is bad. Trump is this. He picks his nose. And then you type in Trump is love. Count 10 seconds and see if it stays up. I got to 10 seconds and then they erased it. And sometimes I'll get messages like, your blog is under moderation. They're changing my blog. It's terrible. The communists have taken over. This is worse than Hungary in 1955. I remember the fall of the Hungarian Revolution, and the last place they were holding on to was a radio station, and the Russians were coming up the stairs with machine guns. Yeah. To kill all the broadcasters. And they said, this is our last broadcast. Goodbye, everybody. And then they all fled Hungary and they came to the United States, many of them. But they got screwed real bad. I think our CIA promised that if they rose up, that we would come to their aid. You know? Like Spartacus waiting for the ships from the Silesian pirates. Yeah, that's what happened to the Hungarians. Sad. I haven't seen that since Benghazi, when four trapped Americans were told help was on the way. And as a kid growing up, I watched Westerns every Saturday, three movies for a quarter. And they were all Westerns. And they all started out with the surrounded cavalry, outnumbered by the Indians from India. And they were, all they heard was the bugle call, and they were saved. And those four guys on the rooftops in Benghazi had laser painted the mortar platoon that had just set up to blow them off the roof. And they waited 13 hours for a rescue plane, a drone. And they had a drone watching them die. You know, in the in that secret room that they have in the White House, they had a drone watching the four Americans die. And I bet you somebody said, why is it taking so long? 13 hours they waited to hear the bugle call and they never heard it. They never heard it. And I remember the guy telling a story of who finally got there to take the bodies home. And they were under fire taking the bodies off the roof. And he had to drop the body from the roof to the ground because he had no time. And he cried when he described that scenario. Yet, Obama bin Laden managed to get overnight to the Iranians $2.5 billion in cold cash. Do you think the whole $2.5 billion got to the Iranians, or there was a few commissions taken? Is that why John Kerry hung out in Iran for tips? $157 billion to pay Iran to kill Americans. Where do you think the money went? to buy pistachios? Yeah. Unbelievable. To hear Madonna sing the Iranian caviar song like a sturgeon? Forget about it. Okay, today is Mother's Day and we're going soft. Soft and sweet. If it wasn't for mothers, none of us would be here. You just think about that. And the next time you sit on the toilet, ask yourself, who taught me how to do this? Unbelievable. God bless mothers. If it wasn't for mothers, there would be no sanity in this world. And tonight we're going to play some tribute music to mothers. So let me find a couple of nice mother's tunes. I was going to play the Wuhan virus song, Ling Ting Tong, but I decided not to do it. Instead, we're going to concentrate on mothers. God bless mothers. Wasn't that beautiful? The first mother song I did, I had to do to the mother of the world. The greatest role model for mothers. Did you ever see The Passion, the movie by Mel Gibson? What a beautiful created a movie. It was beautiful. And you saw Jesus' mother as she followed him along the stations of the cross. And she was wiping up his blood. And they did flashbacks to when he was a little kid. And he fell and hurt himself. And here he was falling for all of us. And his mother was right there. You think about the role of a mother. She gives birth to a child. That's an experience. That's like a spiritual experience. A lot of pain, a lot of happiness, a lot of love, a lot of joy. And then she raises that child. She nurses that child. And she raises that child until the child is old enough to be a man or a woman. And it must be sad for a mother to receive an American flag, tricornered, folded, in exchange for her son, who has given his or her life, son or daughter, who has given her life, or his life, to serve their country. And how you cannot, there is no coming back from that. The anguish and the pain, the heartache. And I guess the feeling is I couldn't protect my child. That must scream out. So, there are a lot of mothers that are blessed, for sure. We'll give you another tune. Guess what it's going to be about?
In an old Scottish home that is dear to my mind lives an old Scottish mother, gentle and kind. Trouble and care may have wrinkled her brow, but with thoughts sweet and tender I think of her now. Old Scotch mother mine, you are
here's a country and western song about a girl named Mary. To some people, a country is a mother, their homeland. And the Irishman that used to sing about Ireland, their homeland is now the USA. So the tune remains the same, just the country has changed, but not really. Two Loves. else mothers give you? Precious memories.
Precious memories, unseen angels, sent from somewhere to my soul.
A love heaven started below. Though it may be rare, you and I do share this love that has happened to few. For there's one in a million like you. Fate was surely kind to help my heart find someone like you to be my love. I give thanks each day that you came my way. Way out of heaven to cry love. Oh, yes, once in a lifetime, you know, a love heaven started below. Though it may be rare, you and I do share this love that has happened to few. For there's one in a million love.
Here's a nice Roy Orbison tune, and it could be dedicated to moms and the memory of moms.
I close my eyes, then I drift away.
The next tune I'm going to do is by a lady who never hurt anybody. A lady who loved this country as much as life. And she was from the World War II generation. And all she did was sing about how great America was. Recently, within probably the last couple of months, the communists decided to label her a racist. She didn't have a racist bone in her body. She was for all Americans. But you see, she's in the grave, and she can't defend herself. And so I'm dedicating this tune to the country by Kate Smith. And she introduced this song during World War II.
I close my eyes, then I drift.
Dedicated to a great lady who loved the USA, loved all Americans, and served to sing in World War II. And she introduced a song called God Bless America. And anything that has to do with God and blessing America, the communists don't like. So recently they labeled her a racist, and nobody stood up to defend her. But we do. And we'll be there in November to sing this song.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.